Election Day countdown till November 5th, 2024. 59 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting. The election that could determine whether America lasts, whether we get a constitutional republic into the future, or we get a democratic tyranny, whether we get a Bill of Rights, a constitution, basic freedoms, common sense, or liberal Democrats coming to the classroom to pull your kid out and chop him up, raising your taxes. The final countdown. We are in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the big days that we were going to be having in this September before the election has now been delayed, and that is the Trump sentencing. So there's a lot of moving parts here. And you've got the one angle of the judge with his family taking millions of dollars from the Democrats. That's actually gaining more momentum and more evidence. And one of the founders of Authentic Campaigns has been subpoenaed. And when Congress gets back in session, he's going to have to show up for testimony. And he's not going to answer any questions. He'll be coached probably on how not to perjure himself. But what's going to be important is the Republicans laying out the evidence of how the judge's daughter, her company, Authentic Campaigns, Judge Merchan, who might be the judge that throws Trump in prison now in November, that there's clearly a conflict of interest, the family making millions of dollars. This is dirty politics. This is political corruption. This is political persecution. And that's going to be the important angle to this. So it's almost like it doesn't even matter. It could be an empty chair. It could be a plastic dummy. It's going to be about showing the money that this judge's family is receiving, whose decision could put Trump in jail. So what does the delay mean? And what does it mean now that there's other legal action going on to expose the conflict of interest? And what's amazing about the whole Trump phenomenon politically, and this is where you see the left in total denial, and this is why Trump is so popular. As Trump gets involved in 2015 and announces his run, and then wins, and then becomes president, and then has the election stolen, and now has all the political persecution, the observant American who's just watching all of this knows the country is corrupt, but maybe doesn't like Republicans or Democrats, doesn't like the media, thinks it's all corrupt, is right. And then here comes Trump, and it's, oh, look at how they lie. Look at how they steal. Look at how they cheat. Just exposing all the different layers of political corruption. Look how they stand down Secret Service so he gets shot. And now it's, oh, the political persecution. Look at this judge whose family is making millions of dollars from Democrats. And now he's going to be the judge on Trump's trial that could put Trump in jail. I mean, it's cut and dry political corruption right there in front of your face. And if you want to deny it, if you want to pretend it doesn't exist, you got your own mental problems. You've got the disease, the mental illness known as liberalism. Most Americans can see this now. And it's showing how corrupt things are. It's showing how the corruption works that we've always known is there. Now we're just seeing it laid out in practice for all to see. So why, and we'll go to Trump's lawyer, and maybe we'll go to some of the press conference that Trump had today too. Why delay the case now? Is it because all of a sudden this judge has found an ethical bone in his body, and because there's now the other litigation and the hearings that are going on, and finally some pushback from the Republicans. I mean, it's like a little, it's like, like a little limp-wristed Mike Johnson push, like, Mike Johnson, like, It's not like a full-forced Hulk Hogan push, but, oh, wow, you might, politics is a contact sport. Oh, look, you just had a limp-wristed, But hey, it's better than nothing. Has the judge found an ethical bone in his body? And he says, well, there's some other stuff on the other side, so I need to delay this sentencing. No, I don't believe that to be the case. What I think is going on, everything they do is measured, folks. Everything they do is measured. So they're measuring, okay, if we put Trump in jail, what does that do for Donald Trump? The polls, the election, does that help us? Does that hurt us? They're measuring all these things out. They don't care. Oh, the judge family taking millions of dollars, the litigation, the hearings, they don't give a damn about that. They probably assume it won't have any impact. So they probably realized, if we put Trump in jail before the election, that makes him more electable. That will only help his numbers, help his fundraising. And I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe even they think Trump could win New York if this happens. So they did the metrics and they said, it will hurt us to put Trump in jail. It will hurt us. Yeah, we'd like him off the campaign trail, and yeah, we'd like the image of him getting cuffed, and yeah, we'd like the headlines of Trump in prison and all that stuff, and that's kind of good, but it would actually hurt us more leading up to the election if we put him in jail. And let's not forget, with the great work of Steven Crowder, they just came out with the oversight of the Southern District of New York, and the guy says it's the most corrupt thing he's ever seen. It's total political persecution. It's total trash. They're lying. They're making things up. It's all illegal. Did that have anything to do with it? I still doubt it. I still don't think they care about that, but yet it does impact this case for the court of public opinion, not the corrupt judge. Okay, so they delay it, and they figure it would hurt them more with Trump in jail than getting him off the campaign trail and having the headlines and everything else. So now the sentencing is in November. Well, now this, I think, reveals their next great strategy. They've already built up the narrative. It's Russian interference again. It's Russian meddling. It's Russian influence. So if Trump wins, that's Russia. And so they won't certify. And you've had multiple Democrats go on television and say they will not certify Trump's victory. Now, these Democrats really have no say over it because it's done at a state level. But they could try to have what Mike Pence should have done on January 6th and say, hey, we need to review some things before we can certify. But they've gone on TV and they have said they will not certify Trump's election. So they've got the Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0 that they dropped yesterday. And now over here, they're going to say, okay, well, we're going to sentence Trump after the election. So I think the plan is obvious. If Trump wins, maybe they're expecting Trump to win. So, but in the case that Trump wins, they will bring back the Russian conspiracy hoax. They'll have some other stuff ready to go for that, guarantee it, within a week, definitely in November, but probably within a week, maybe even days, maybe even hours after Trump wins, they'll drop some new stuff on this Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0. You know, maybe they'll blame Tucker Carlson or RFK Jr. or, you know, somebody else, or it was all Russia. Just total garbage. So they'll have that. And then they'll have Trump getting sentenced to jail, and they'll come out and they'll say, we can't certify we cannot certify this election because Donald Trump is a felon. It was a Russian influence campaign that got him in the White House. Plus, he's in jail. So we just, nope, we cannot certify Donald Trump. So I think that's their plan now. They've probably done the same measurements as everybody else. And they know Trump is set to win. And I've done the breakdown every day here on the show of what states Trump can win, what states Trump can't win because of all the voter fraud that's going to happen. Trump does have a path to victory right now. The biggest battle is actually in Arizona now, where the Democrats are fighting to keep illegal voters on the rolls. That's the big fight going on. The Republicans just had a big victory in Nevada, where they purged all the illegal voters from the rolls. The Republicans are trying to do the same thing in Arizona, and the Democrats are suing and suing and suing and suing and suing to stop it. But Trump doesn't have to win Arizona. He can win with Nevada. So they've probably seen all this, and now they're prepping for a Trump victory. They'll refuse to certify. They'll say it's Russian collusion, Russian interference, Russian influence. And then they'll say, oh, now he's in jail and he's a felon. We can't certify. And they don't care. They just tossed Joe Biden aside. They just ran a coup on Joe Biden and gave you Kamala Harris. They don't give a damn. So I think that's the direction that we're headed now with this news today. Now, the whole case is garbage anyway. So now the variable here are the new tactics that the Republicans are engaging in, exposing the corruption of the Merchant family taking millions of dollars from Democrats with authentic campaigns. That's going to be a hearing when Congress is back in session. And now Elise Stefanik files today. She says, today I filed a new judicial ethics complaint with the New York State Commission because new evidence on Kamala Harris's most recent FEC filing shows she hired and paid acting Justice Juan Merchan's adult daughter's company. This is a clear violation of the New York State Judicial Code of Conduct, which dictates that a judge must recuse from a case where a relative up to and including the sixth degree has a financial interest in the outcome of the case. Of course, this is one degree. It's his daughter. So she filed this today with the New York State Commission on Judicial Contact. Again, it's open and shut. Just like the statute of limitations are open and shut. Just like the presidential immunity is open and shut. These Democrats do not care. And these criminals have been able to get away with it for so long that they just assume nothing is going to happen to them. And maybe they're right. I don't know. Now, she filed her whole complaint, and I've got it right here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's open and shut. The judge clearly should have recused himself. It's already on the books when it comes to the judicial code of conduct. He's in the recusal zone. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. It's black and white. He's in the recusal zone. He refused to recuse himself. And his daughter is making millions of dollars from these Democrats, including Kamala Harris. So they can't even say, oh, well, it's a Democrat campaign in New York. It's a state legislator. It's a congressional. It's a House seat. No, it's Kamala frickin' Harris. Now, Loomer has these documents. Kamala Harris is sending checks to the personal home residence of Judge Merchan's daughter's business partner. That's Mike Nellis. He's going to be testifying in front of a House committee when the Congress goes back in session. Personal address. The Kamala Harris campaign paying Judge Merchan's daughter's company. How are they going to weasel their way around this? So again, all the cases against Donald Trump are completely bogus. They are either bogus on their face, statute of limitations run out. Oh, it's FEC. Oh, it's not FEC. Presidential immunity, you name it. There are technicalities on which all of these cases are illegitimate. But it doesn't matter. We're dealing with criminals. The Democrat Party is the largest criminal organization in the history of this country. And it's not just Democrats in Congress. It's not just Democrats in the White House. It's Democrat prosecutors and judges and all the way down to their campaigns and the campaign. I mean, you can go back and look at what they used to do. I forget the name of the group. I believe it was David Brock's group. He disappeared, I guess, with the Clintons. But they would have offices, and they would all be in the same building, and they'd have like 8 different companies. And so they'd take a big check for a political donation, and then they'd say, okay, we're going to send this much money over to this company, and then that company takes 10%. And then they send the other amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. And then they send another amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. I mean, so it's just every aspect of the Democrat Party is just thievery. So here's Trump's lawyer. Again, Trump did a press conference today addressing all of this. He took questions from the press, by the way. So here's Trump's lawyers talking about the illegitimacy of this case that they're trying to put Trump in prison for, and that they're trying to stop Trump from running for president for, trying to stop you from voting for him. Here's Trump's lawyer earlier today, clip 12.
Good morning, y'all. My name is Will Scharf. I'm one of President Trump's attorneys. Today, we presented oral argument before the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in one of 2 cases brought against President Trump by E. Jean Carroll. Now, it's really important to remember that E. Jean Carroll's story at its heart is an utterly implausible he said, she said story. There is no corroboration for anything she has ever claimed about President Trump. There are no corroborating witnesses, as President Trump alluded to. There is not confirmatory DNA. No police report was filed at the time of this alleged incident. She was unable to identify when this incident occurred until quite recently. No surveillance evidence or witnesses have ever been found or come forward confirming any aspect of E. Jean Carroll's story. In light of that, in light of the utter implausibility of the story that E. Jean Carroll was attempting to sell to the jury in this case, her attorneys introduced evidence that should have never seen the inside of a courtroom. Utterly insane efforts to introduce propensity witnesses, Jessica Leeds and Natasha Stoyanov, most notably, in an unfair and improper effort to buttress E. Jean Carroll's failed attempt to assault President Trump. Jessica Leeds' story is instructive here. This is a woman who claims that in the middle of a crowded airliner in 1979, President Trump assaulted her. Leeds has never been able to identify where this plane departed from, where it went to, the date of the flight in question, making our efforts to disprove her testimony extremely difficult. Under the federal rules of evidence, this story should have never been allowed to be presented to the jury in this case. The same is true of Natasha Stoyanov's story, which again lacks any indicia of reliability, any sort of credibility, any sort of confirmatory testimony from other witnesses or anything else that would make you believe that this actually happened. So on the one hand, you have a judge who allowed in this improper propensity evidence that should not have been allowed in. In our view, that polluted the jury's deliberations in this case, that presented a story to the jury of a series of a pattern of conduct that the jury should not have been considering. And we think that absent that propensity evidence, no fair jury could have reached the verdict that was reached in this case. And as a result, we believe that this verdict needs to be overturned. But there's more than that. In addition to this improper propensity evidence, President Trump and his trial team were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll and other witnesses on crucial issues in particular relating to political coordination and the political motivation behind this entire lawsuit. This is a lawsuit that was instigated in large part by George Conway, a longtime political foe and adversary of President Trump. This is a lawsuit that was funded by Reid Hoffman, a key political ally of the Biden-Harris administration and a major Democrat donor. We were limited in the evidence we were allowed to present at trial about these crucial facts. We were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll on aspects of that dynamic that underlies this entire lawsuit. And that, too, unfairly corrupted the jury's deliberations in this case and requires reversal of the jury verdict. I think this political coordination point is particularly important, though. It's important to emphasize, because what we have seen in the last few years is a weaponization by the Biden administration and by their political allies of our legal system and of our courts to unlawfully, unconstitutionally interfere with President Trump's core First Amendment right to run for president. That is a right guaranteed to him by the Constitution. That is the right that his political opponents are attempting to strip away from him. We have seen this in case after case after case, where unfair political motives have underlay what should be serious legal proceedings. And I think when you look at this situation in toto, when you look at what the left, when you look at what the Biden-Harris administration is attempting to do to President Trump, this is insane. This is an absolute abuse of our legal system. It's an absolute abuse of the rule of law. It should be deeply offensive, not just to political supporters of President Trump, but to each and every American. With respect to today's appeal, we are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what's at stake here. We are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what occurred during this trial, which was an improper use of evidence to buttress E. Jean Carroll's entirely meritless claims on the one hand, and an improper exclusion of evidence that would have informed the jury about the true motivation behind this lawsuit and that we believe would have resulted in a very different verdict. Thank you.
You know, it all sounds so familiar, how they rigged the cases and they have their activists, judges on the trial. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, we may hear more from Trump before the end of the show, but it's an open-shut case. This thing should be shut down, and the judge should recuse themselves based off of basic technicalities.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been